It's time for Two Guys Weigh In Podcast. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here, and what episode are we on?
I believe this is episode 25, Paul.
25. In a row.
Well, kind of in a row.
During the summer, we were doing every other week, yep.
And then we had to miss 1 week. I think we had a scheduling conflict.
Oh, we did?
So, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep. So,
how's your summer going, Mitch?
Oh, summer's going well. Working up at the golf course. Got a big tournament there on Thursday, which I believe you'll be a part of. So
I will. I can't wait.
Yep. It's the Appleton Area Health Services Golf Tournament in Appleton.
And so, it's always a big one.
Yep. I heard they got 24 teams of four signed up. So
Nice.
About 100 golfers going to be out there. So it'll be a long and busy day. Hopefully the weather stays good. It looks like a little bit of rain here and there coming up the next day or two. Yeah, but
you can stay away. Just so it's not 100 degrees. Last year at that tournament, it was well over 100 degrees. They had heat warning indexes out, and they still did it. But, we golfed in that, and it was fun.
Yeah, I noticed they got I worked last night up at the golf course, and they got quite a few cases of water sitting there for you, so they can hand out water for the tournament, so that'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be a fun tournament. Looking forward to golfing in that on Thursday, 18 holes, and coming away with some swag.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'll be working in the clubhouse. I'll be tending bar and making sure people stay hydrated,
All right.
So
I'll be
make sure you stop in.
I will. All right, that's Thursday. So let's see what's been happening in our little world of sports.
Might as well touch on the Olympics right away. Okay. That's going on. We can go on for the medal count here. The United States leads in the medal count. I believe they have 20 medals right now. Yep, so the overall and total medals, USA is number one with 20, France is second with 17, and China is third with 14. The U.S. has 3 gold medals, 8 silver medals, and 9 bronze medals. They lead in total. They have the most bronze medals and the most tied for first and most silver medals with France. But the most gold medals right now looks like belongs to Japan at 7. So got a little work for the U.S. to catch up in gold medals.
So how many total medals does U.S. have?
They have 20 right now.
20 right now and counting, okay.
Yep, and counting.
Do you watch the Olympics?
I pick and choose the events. There are some events I'm interested in and some events I'm not overly interested. I watched the men's basketball game when they opened up against Serbia. They played Nikola Jokic. I think that was their first game in the Olympics.
Okay.
And so, not positive, I believe they play tomorrow, Wednesday, and I believe they play South Sudan, which in an exhibition game before the Olympics gave them a really good test. So
I remember
that should be a good game for the Olympics.
I've been watching the Olympics, but man, for some reason I'm not as excited as I was in the Olympics before. I mean, I like watching men's gymnastics, them guys, and women's. They're amazing. You know what sport I really enjoy? I know nothing about, but you know what sport I really enjoy watching?
What's that?
Table tennis. Have you ever seen them people?
I haven't watched any for this Olympics, but I have seen professional table tennis before, and they get pretty into it.
So. It's just incredible how quick and fast they are. You know, it's not the table tennis like you have down in your room, basement, or whatever. These guys are amazing.
And they're standing like a foot to 2 feet away from the table, and they're going 90 miles an hour hitting the ball.
And I saw the Minnesota Timberwolves' Anthony Edwards was in attendance of that. He's a big fan of table tennis.
Oh, okay.
And they're showing him cheering the U.S. team on. And yeah, I watched a little bit of that. That's just incredible. I don't know how they do that. They got to have quick eye-hand coordination for that.
So. Yep, that's probably one of the more underrated sports there.
What's your favorite Olympic sport?
Oh, boy. I kind of like the swimming. Watching the swimming is fun. I watch the gymnastics because that's just,
That's the big thing,
I guess. I'm never going to be able to do, but it's fun to see how other people do it. But
when did they start track, I wonder?
I'm not sure. I'm assuming because isn't that one of the last things they do?
Okay.
So I would assume they'll get through gymnastics and swimming and probably go to some track and field part of it. And for today, Tuesday, the schedule, they have gymnastics, swimming, and looks like some basketball. Team USA will go for the gold in women's gymnastics in the team final today. Mm-hmm. So that'll be probably one of the major events that they'll show today. And hopefully USA can bring a gold home again. So,
all right. So that's the Olympic, the sporting side of it. You know, I just got a comment on the opening ceremonies, the big news, you know, mocking the Lord's Supper. You heard all about that all over.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you want to touch that or should we just leave it go? It wasn't good. I didn't like
it. It was not necessary. I don't know why they felt the need to do that.
Yeah, but. And everybody's, that was all over social media.
It was dumb.
Kind of, yep, dumb. That's right. All right. We'll just pass on that then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else we got, Mitch?
Oh, we can touch on watch the Twins play a terrible baseball game yesterday. We gave up 15 runs, had to bring in a position player to pitch towards the end. It was a rough game yesterday.
So. It was, what, 15? Yeah, 15 runs, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the most runs the Twins have ever given up. I wonder.
Oh, let me look that up real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it, 15-2? But the Twins jumped out to a 2-0 lead or something right away, and then I don't know what happened. I mean, how do you do 15 runs in a major league game with professional ball players? That's crazy. But, yeah, the Twins are doing okay, though. I mean, they got to get everybody healthy, though, you know, to make a run towards the end of the year in September. They got to get everybody healthy. So, what'd you find out? Anything?
Oh, let's see here.
Most runs in Twins history against them. And so it's in the 20s. Somebody scored 20 runs on them, I'm sure, over the years. So.
When's it?
You can't find it?
I'm not right now. I got to look for it here. Oh, boy.
Well, I know they scored over 20 runs, the Twins have, but give up. I'm sure it's in the 20s.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be 20s like that.
But. All right, what else you got on the Twins? We'll find that later.
Well, they're in a series with the Mets right now. The Mets 56-50. The Twins are 58-47. The Twins, after yesterday, I think they're back to five and a half games behind Cleveland for first place in the Central. And the Central's actually a pretty tight race for it. They got the Guardians, the Twins, and the Royals, actually, all within 7 games of each other for the lead in the Central. So that's a rather competitive division right now, which wasn't the case the last couple of years. Twins are 4th in the American League with a 58-47 record. The Guardians are still, the Cleveland Guardians, are number 1 in the American League with a record of 64-42. So,
okay.
Twins doing pretty good.
Yep.
They're 4-6 in their last 10 games, so struggling there a little bit, but still having a pretty good season so far, all things considered. So hopefully they can pick it up here down the stretch.
All right. Can we talk Vikings?
Yeah, we can shift
to Vikings. All right. I love spring training.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever been to a spring training?
Nope, I have not been to a training camp.
I have not either. I have a couple friends that go every year. And they like it, so.
Yeah.
So. Vikings are, they got talent on offense this year.
They have.
Can't wait to see what they can do.
A lot of talent on offense. And the defense, the front 7, looks like it could be pretty solid this year. The biggest concern, I'd say, right now, well, probably the offensive line. We'll see if they can hold up. Because, you know, Vikings always have trouble with the offensive line. And then probably the biggest area of concern right now is our secondary on defense with the tragic loss of Kyrie Jackson and then Mekhi Blackman tore his ACL first day of training camp. Yep. So those are two corners that, in all honesty, are probably going to start or get a large portion of reps for the secondary this year. So they've had to make some adjustments and some signings and one positive, though, I saw they cut John Parker Romo, who was in the kicking competition with Will Reichard.
Oh.
And so it looks like Will Reichard is going to be the Vikings kicker going into next season, which I think was pretty expected, but still it was a competition to see who was going to get it. But hopefully that.
Where's he from, do you know?
He was from Alabama. Okay. I believe, what round did we draft him in? I think he was 6th round draft pick.
Oh, they drafted a kicker.
Yep, they did draft him. So.
Wow.
Hopefully that goes well for us. We've had struggles with kickers for as long as I can remember.
The only good kicker was, I remember, I grew up, Fred Cox, straight-on kicker. Remember Fred? You don't remember
Fred
Cox.
No, I don't remember.
Fred Cox was a good field goal kicker. He He kicks straight on and straight all the time. He's probably the best kicker. Fred Cox actually invented the Nerf football. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He's the inventor of the Nerf football. So that was back in the late 60s. So, yeah, Fred Cox. That's the only one I – Gary Anderson, remember him?
Yeah.
Wide left. Somebody else was wide left.
Blair Walsh was
Blair Walsh left. Wide left. Gary Anderson wide left.
I remember, I think the kick – when I first started watching the Vikings, I believe their kicker was Ryan Longwell.
Oh, yeah.
He was, I mean,
he
I didn't.
Bad. He was with the Packers right. before, wasn't he?
Ooh, I don't know. I couldn't yeah, I think say he was about with the that. Packers, but, yeah. So, but, yeah, so, and then, of course, with it being close to August now, the Hall of Fame game, which kicks off preseason football for the NFL, is this week. It starts on Thursday. It's August 1st. So when you get done, when we get done with our golf tournament on Thursday, we'll have to hustle home and get ready for the Hall of Fame game on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. It's with the guys, the Texans and the Bears.
Okay.
So we'll probably get our first look at Caleb Williams for the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
See how that turns out for them. And then with preseason football underway, the Vikings' first preseason game is Saturday, August 10th. So it'll be a week from this Saturday. So we're about a week and a half from Vikings football.
Okay.
That's at home versus the Raiders.
Okay.
We'll get to see McCarthy play a lot, I'm sure.
Yep.
Other
I think they'll
position
go,
battles we'll get to
they'll
see.
They'll go with Darnold to start with.
Yep, they'll go with Darnold to start. And then it was interesting. I've watched a couple of like roster projection things. And it was some of them were saying that we'd keep three quarterbacks. We'd have Mullins on the 53-man roster, too, in case McCarthy wasn't ready. But some of the more recent ones I've seen has had McCarthy as the number two. And so it looks like I've heard a lot of good things coming out from McCarthy in training camp. So.
And Darnold, too.
Yep, so hopefully both of them can kind of.
Yeah. And they stay healthy. That's the main thing. Keep your quarterback healthy.
Yep, there's nothing wrong with having good quarterbacks on the roster, so it's good to see that both of them are doing well.
Good.
And then, so that's the start of the NFL season coming up here.
I'm excited. I love NFL football.
Yep, it's been a long time since football, so it's good to have that back.
That's right. All right, let's talk. I want to talk a little bit about the local baseball playoffs going on. Junior American Legion Baseball, actually tonight, I'm going over to Montevideo. Dawson will play Montevideo in the winner's bracket at 6 o'clock. And there's two games at Madison Memorial Baseball Field on Wednesday night. Camby will take on Mineota at 5. And Sacred Heart McRae will play Granite Falls at 7 o'clock. Both elimination games in the tournament continues in Madison on Friday and Saturday. And then what I'm excited about, really excited about, is the Region 9C Amateur Baseball Tournament. After two wins this past weekend, the Madison Mallards have put themselves in a great position to go to the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. They're going to take on the Mineota Mudhens at noon on Saturday, and you'll hear that game live right here, right on Q92 at noon from Morris. And the winner of that game between Mineota and Madison will go to the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. That's exciting. They're taking three teams this year out of Region 9C. So the other winner bracket game is Clinton and Morris. In elimination games, Chicago will take on Dumont and Hancock will take on Benson, all four games in Morris on Saturday. So a lot of baseball there.
So this is an exciting time for baseball.
Yeah, I love that. So it should be fun. So, anything else?
I don't think I got anything else for sports going on. So.
Okay. Yeah.
I suppose we can say, before we go, the Golden Gophers' first football game is August 29th. So got about a month until the college football opener for the Gophers.
Okay. And how do you think that's going to go with adding on? What, they added four or five teams to the Big Ten this year?
Yep, they added four teams. They added Washington, Oregon.
Zach Durfee, Dawson Boyd, on the Washington Huskies.
Yeah, he's on the Huskies. Yep. He was on their national championship team last year, too. Yep. They played in it. They didn't win. Yep. But so Washington, Oregon, UCLA, and USC joined the Big Ten this year. And Gophers play couple of those. I don't know. I don't think they play all of them, but I think they sure play.
I think they
play USC and UCLA.
Okay.
From the new teams that join. Next year will
be Washington, and yeah.
So it'll be an interesting year for the Gophers. I'm not sure they got a transfer quarterback coming in.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. I don't even know who it is.
His name is, let's see.
With that happening, what's happening in college football, I think they've really ruined it. You don't know who's who now. Every year it's going to be a completely different team almost.
Yeah, that's one of the things is you can basically change your – look at what Colorado did. They basically changed their whole roster over the past two seasons. But for the Gophers, it'll be Max Brosmer as quarterback. I believe he played at New Hampshire, and he was one of the top passers in college football.
Oh.
Granted, he was playing, you know, for New Hampshire, which I believe is an FCS school. But, you know, still, whenever you have a passing game like the Gophers, mm-hmm. where we run the ball 90% of the time, it's hopefully getting him on the team and getting him some reps so we can have more of a balanced offense. We don't have to run the ball and go through eight different running backs a season because they're all banged up by the time game four hits. All right. So.
All right, well, baseball playoffs locally wrapping up here, and we're going to kick off the football season. Got to love that.
Yep, it's starting to get that time of year where sports come back.
All right.
Yeah, this has been another edition of the Two Guys Weigh In podcast featuring Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty. This has been episode 25.